Leviticus chapter 9, these are God's words. It came to pass in the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said to Aaron, take for yourself a young bull as a sin offering and a ram as a burnt offering without blemish and offer them before Yahweh. And to the children of Israel you shall speak, saying, take a kid of the goats as a sin offering and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year without blemish as a burnt offering. Also a bull and a ram as peace offerings to sacrifice before Yahweh, and a grain offering mixed with oil. For today Yahweh will appear to you. So they brought what Moses commanded before the tabernacle of meeting, and all the congregation drew near and stood before Yahweh. Then Moses said, this is the thing which Yahweh commanded you to do, and the glory of Yahweh will appear to you. And Moses said to Aaron, go to the altar, offer your sin offering and your burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself and for the people. Offer the offering of the people, and make atonement for them as Yahweh commanded. Aaron therefore went to the altar and killed the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. Then the sons of Aaron brought the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood, put it on the horns of the altar, and poured the blood at the base of the altar. But the fat, the kidneys and the fatty lobe from the liver of the sin offering, he burned on the altar as Yahweh had commanded Moses. The flesh and the hide he burned with fire outside the camp. And he killed the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he sprinkled all round on the altar. Then they presented the burnt offering to him with its pieces and head, and he burned them on the altar. And he washed the entrails and the legs and burned them with the burnt offering on the altar. Then he brought the people's offering, and he took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and killed it, and offered it for sin, like the first one. Then he brought the burnt offering, and offered it, according to the prescribed manner. Then he brought the grain offering, took a handful of it, and burned it on the altar, besides the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He also killed the bull and the ram, as sacrifices of peace offerings, which were for the people. And Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he sprinkled all round on the altar, and the fat from the bull and the ram, the fatty tail that covers the entrails and the kidneys, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver. And they put the fat on the breast, and he burned the fat on the altar. But the breast and the right thigh Aaron waved as a wave offering before Yahweh, as Moses had commanded. Then Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of Yahweh appeared to all the people, and fire came out from before Yahweh and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So by the time we get to the end of our chapter, the problem that is from the end of Exodus has been resolved. There's going to be a new problem starting in the next chapter. But at the end of Exodus, the problem was that the glory of Yahweh filled the tabernacle and the people couldn't enter. And how could they be in the presence of the glory of the Lord? And the Lord has answered that by way of the priesthood, specifically Aaron and his sons, and the sacrifices that they offer. In other words, he has answered it in the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the priesthood of Aaron and his sons is a picture, of whom the sacrifices that they offered were pictures, shadows, of whom the tabernacle itself was a shadow. That we may come near and know God's glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the conclusion with the people seeing the glory of the Lord anticipates something even greater, and that is when, John chapter 1 says, the Word became flesh and we beheld His glory. No one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father, He has fully revealed Him. Or 2 Corinthians 4, that God who commanded the light to shine in the darkness, has caused the light of the knowledge of the glory of God to shine in our hearts in the face of Jesus Christ. So these things are pictures, shadows, anticipating a reality in the knowledge of God's glory that comes in knowing the Lord Jesus and seeing him not by eye, not by the physical eye so much as by the eye of faith. And how do they know that the problem then has been resolved? Well, the first way that they know is that the word comes to them and tells them. He tells them that they will see Yahweh, or rather Yahweh will appear to them, verse 4. And Moses, that was Aaron speaking on Moses' orders to the children of Israel in verse 4. And then Moses himself says in verse 6, the glory of Yahweh will appear to you. So the first thing is the word. They know what it is, what's happening at the end of the chapter, because the Lord has told them in advance at the beginning of the chapter. There are many things in the Christian life where the Lord has been merciful to us, first by sending his word and telling us. He tells us the truth about himself. He tells us the truth about ourselves. We discover that these things are true, and our knowledge of them is then from his word and assured by his word, which has held true. And so his word is the first thing. The sacrifices himself is the second thing. At the end of Exodus, neither Moses nor Aaron could enter. Particularly Moses could not enter the tabernacle because of the glory of Yahweh had filled it. But here there isn't just sin and ascension offering for the people. There's sin and ascension offering first for the high priest, for Aaron himself. That's why the first sin offering is a bull. That's why the first sin offering, the flesh and the hide are burned in a clean place outside of the camp. You remember among the sin offerings there were different procedures that had to be followed for depending on whose sin was being atoned for. And in this case, it is Aaron's sin with the bull that is being atoned for. So Aaron's sin is atoned for, and we know that as the sin is atoned for on earth, as we heard over and over again earlier in the book, that the Lord forgives him, and then he is able to come by way of the ascension and be received the blood of his substitutes in the sin offering and the ascension offering being applied to the altar, showing that God is making the way for Aaron's life and the life of the living God, the presence of the living God, to be joined, to connect. But he also then goes on to offer a sin offering for the people and an ascension offering for the people and two peace offerings for the people. The first thing he does then is he offers those offerings by which the people know that they are atoned for, that they are brought near to God, that they have fellowship with God. So God receives their sacrifices. He's described to them the process for these things. He's given them names that communicate to the people what is happening. And now they have both the word of Aaron and Moses and the sacrifices that have been received. And then, so that they might know that the glory is for their help, not for their hurt, the Lord precedes the display of his glory by the pronouncement of his blessing. This is very important. When you see something that is almighty in power and unimaginably intense in the expression of that power, you want to know that it's for you, not against you. And so before the glory of Yahweh appears to them, before the fire comes out from before Yahweh, the Lord blesses them by his servants. After the offerings are made, verse 22, Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them. While he's still up there by the altar, Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings. Verse 22. Then Moses and Aaron go in, and they come out. They survive their trip into the tabernacle. They come out still alive, and they bless the people again. Verse 23. And so the Lord, by his servants, pronounces a blessing, demonstrates that they are accepted on behalf of the people by their coming in and going out. And they bless the people again, verse 23. And we know the format of the blessing, don't we? From Numbers chapter 6. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so it is the Lord himself who is giving them his peace. It is the Lord himself who is smiling upon them, lifting up his face upon them. And thus the glory that they see in verse 24 is a glory not that is against them. You remember Martin Luther, before he realized that in the gospel, Jesus' righteousness is what's counted for us. The glory of God was not a comforting thought to him because he is a sinner. And the fact that God was glorious and righteous was horrifying because of what it meant God ought to do to someone like he is, who is a sinner. But if you know that the glory of God is not against you, but is for you by way of the tabernacle by which he has come to dwell with you, by way of the priesthood that he has given to mediate for you, by way of the sacrifices through which he atones for your sin and brings you near in safety and fellowship. If you know that his glory is for you, then his glory and power are wonderful instead of horrifying. They are delightful and encouraging and strengthening. And so when the fire comes out before Yahweh, which means the fire does not come down from heaven in this case, the fire actually starts in the Holy of Holies. It comes out from before Yahweh where Aaron and Moses just were, and they come out and they bless the people, and then this display of God's glory is his own benediction, as it were, the fire coming out from above the ark where the cherubim and the are one piece with the mercy seat, across through where the veil is, through the holy place where the lampstand and the table for the showbread and the altar of incense, outside the tent of the tabernacle, to the altar of the burnt offering, where you had this little fire going, and the fat and is on top of the, you got the burnt offering and then the fat on top of the meat of the burnt offering, and the fire of Yahweh consumes it all, and the people shout and they fall on their faces. They worship the God who is for them in all of the greatness of his glory. He hasn't sacrificed or diminished or restrained his glory. He has just turned his glory for them by his work through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is pictured to us in all these things that he has provided. And so we are in the process. We still have remaining sin and weakness, and yet we know something of the glory of God in Christ. We know his being for us, and part of our being perfected, part of our being sanctified in this life, is an increasing knowledge of God's glory being for us in Jesus Christ. But at the last, when we are perfected, it will include perfection in soul and perfection in mind, so that we will understand what the Lord has shown us in Christ, and we will lay hold of and appreciate with our hearts by faith. And we will worship him, and we will know that he is for us in all of the fullness of his glory through the Lord Jesus, whom his love gave to us. So we praise God that he did this and made this display to the Israelites, but we are humbled to know that he has given us an even greater display, making himself known to us in his Son, bringing us near through the priestly active mediation by his Son. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would gladden us and thrill us and astound us, that we would be humbled before you, like the people who fell on their faces, that we would be amazed at you, like the people as they shouted, that we would know your blessing of us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant these things, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.